This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. After the state took properties to expand I-70, a few lots are still sitting empty. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports that now one Denver community wants them back.
It's unclear why the state took land that would ultimately sit empty. A spokesperson for the project said leftover plots are normal and represent just a fraction of the land taken. But with fears of gentrification in Elyria, Swansea, activists want what was there before: housing. Regulations require that the state sell the land at market value, which will likely be higher than what they paid. Community activists are applying for grants to buy the land. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Colorado Springs is expecting to get up to 600 new advanced manufacturing jobs. Semiconductor producer Entegris will add them over the next 5 years at an industrial site that's been empty for a decade. The Massachusetts-based company will build a $600 million manufacturing facility with construction set to begin next year. Fans of the Denver area restaurant Casa Bonita don't have to wait any longer to find out when it will reopen. Owners Trey Parker and Matt Stone and executive chef Dana Rodriguez revealed the news on YouTube.
We got an opening day!
We got an opening day!
It's gonna be in May!
What?
We're opening this May?
This May?
This May.
We're opening in May!
The exact day is unknown. Casa Bonita rose to national fame after it was featured in the TV show South Park, which Parker and Stone created. They bought the Lakewood restaurant after the previous owners closed it in 2020. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.